tshuva, ki karov. Ki, ki. You can do it higher also. Ki, that's too high, sorry. It's way too high. That's too high, it might be high. Might be high. Definitely a lot to talk about, as it's Erev Yom Kippur. I invite everyone to the night of Yom Kippur so we can continue this conversation. It's very important. Of course, Yom Kippur, I want to say a few things. I'm not sure if I'll be able to express it all. That's why I'm inviting everyone the night of Yom Kippur, tomorrow night after davening, we'll be together as well over here, and then we're going to have a discussion, a question and answer out. Usually we do it by the dorm, just to talk about the holiness and the beauty. That's really the focus that I want to talk about today. Two points. One is just practical. In the avoda of Yom Kippur, of like what we're supposed to do Yom Kippur. And just a practical thing also, which I think I really want to share, a practical etzah, a practical advice just for life in general from the tzaddikim. Both are from the tzaddikim. I try, and everything that I say, I try and say. I don't know anything much from my own. As I say many times, I'm an American, Yankee Doodle, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. I could tell you about baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Yeah, the Colts. Right? I'm from a different. I mean, boo, the Baltimore, what do you mean? Right, so it's deep. You can't trigger me like that.
We love triggers.
Right? We love triggers. Right? But the pshat is that I could tell you about. I could tell you about Star Wars. I'm not talking about the new Star Wars. I'm talking about from the 80s, the real Star Wars.
The original.
And the and Superman and Batman and hot dogs and pizza and sushi's already new. That's already new. Sushi came. I remember my first, for those who know, we'll know, Chosen Island. I don't have the date, but in Chosen Island was when I had my first piece of sushi. Oh, that might be a tongue twister. My first piece of sushi. I think that might be a tongue twister. Piece of. I was. I don't remember. Very good. Very good. He knows. He knows the story. So I remember they all. So just shows you how society works. I remember the first piece of sushi that I had was the, I guess it's called sashimi, when they put the, I don't think they had the, they didn't serve us the sushi in the actual rice. That wasn't there. It was the sashimi. And it was like, this is gross. Everybody was like, oh, this is the newest thing. But that's the way it works, by the way, in life, by the way. If you just start off with sashimi, and everybody would be, this is gross. See, Rabbi Hollander doesn't even know what we're talking about. He's just a tzaddik that he's here listening. Right, yeah, exactly. Man, I'm sorry, you'll be mindful. But what happens? But why do people get into it? Avi Friedler, everybody. Warm homage. Avi Friedler, I just want to say, talking about sashimi and sushi and things that I love, Avi Friedler is another thing that I love. Right? Avi, I want to tell you something about Avi. Avi doesn't even have to do anything on Yom Kippur because he's cleansed already. Why is he so cleansed? Why am I saying that? I'm not saying that to be cute. I'm saying that for real. Because Avi is kulo tov. Avi Friedler, right? You guys know I'm not exaggerating. He's just one big essence of Tov. Sorry. Right? He's just one big Tov. He's got the biggest heart. He's helped the yeshiva the last month just become more connected and more connected to our souls, to our neshama, to love, to Judaism, to Yiddishkeit, and to smile. So thank you, Avi.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay, back to the sashimi.
Yeah.
Sorry that I got distracted. So if it wasn't for everybody saying, oh, this is the new coolest thing, that's the way it works. Right? If everybody would say like, oh, this is gross. So you'd be like, yeah, it's gross. That's the way we work. Like we said the other day when it comes to friends, chevra, huh?
Yeah, I said
chevra. Chevra, that's the way it works. Like, yeah, it's great, right? Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great. It's all great. Okay, it happens to taste good. Don't get me wrong. I love... Anyway, why was I talking about my eating... So that I could talk about. You see how good I'm talking about that? But when we talk about Avodas Hashem and we talk about that, okay, I have my limited experience. How do we know how to live life? How do you become successful? How do you become rich? You've heard this from me. Financially rich. There are two people you ask how to be financially rich from. Who? The rich guy and the poor guy. The rich guy, you copy everything he does, the financially rich guy, and the poor guy, you copy everything he does and you don't do anything that he does. That wasn't a joke. That's the truth. That's what you do. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham, you want to become a tzaddik, what do? You follow the tzaddik or you look at the Russia and you do everything the opposite that
like,
the Russia does.
Like good parents, bad parents.
Good parents, bad parents. Well, everyone's a good parent. Everyone's a good parent because you can learn from the parent what not to do or what to do. So when we want to learn how to, you suffer from anxiety. How's a person going to figure out what you think you're the first person to ever suffer from anxiety? So what do? You're not. You're not the first person to suffer from anxiety. So what do? You speak to someone who had anxiety and now he doesn't have anxiety. And you say, what did you do? And then he tells you what he did and you take notes and you say, I'm going to follow that. It's like a recipe. It's a real recipe. So if I want to know what Yom Kippur is, I open up the tzaddikim. You open up, like Shua was saying, you open up the Chazal and you tell them to teach me what it is. What is Yom Kippur about? What is life about? What am I supposed to do? You want to have a good marriage? So either talk to the divorced person what they did and you do the opposite. Or you, and again, I'm not judging people, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not judging anyone who gets divorced. But I'm saying that's what you do. You look at someone who has a great marriage and you follow them, you copy them. You look at, for real, ask someone who has a lot of anxiety and ask him what he thinks about and what he does and all that, and then see if you do the same thing. It's probably true. As I've said many times, I've never met somebody who does nothing all day who's happy. Find me someone who works all day and he's not happy, then we'll deal with his lack of happiness. But you find someone who does nothing all day, then of course he's not happy. Find somebody who sleeps late, then of course. And I'm not judging. There's no zero judgment over here. It's not judgment. No judgment. No judgment. If I would want to be a deep musician, that's a little bit harder because there's a lot of talent there. I would ask Bensie Newman. That would be a good question. That'd be a good question. Say, Bensie, how do you just like whip out a new song that just like, oh yeah, this is my 17th song that I thought about like the other day during lunch. And then he whips out this deep, complex, emotional Yiddishkeit and tshuva. And okay, I don't know. I would ask what he does. I don't know. You might not be able to copy that. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur in a certain way is easy. We'll talk more about this on Yom Kippur. But I just want, for all the natural anxiety that comes because of Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin. What are you supposed to do on Shabbos?
Nothing.
That's why people struggle with Shabbos. Why do a lot of people struggle with Shabbos? Because they can't just accept that I'm okay. I'm okay. So I don't need my phone. I don't need my vape. I don't need everything. I'm okay. That's what Shabbos is. Okay, it's good to have some chulin. It's good to have some beer. It's good to have a good shluf. It's good to get together and to sing together. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosin. Yom Kippur is, you know how good you are? You are so good, as we're going to learn. You are so good that a yid, even if he doesn't do tshuva, we're going to learn about this tomorrow night, Mirtz Hashem. Even if a yid doesn't do tshuva, if he's part of Klal Yisrael, by the way, which includes everybody in the yeshiva, because otherwise, what are you doing in yeshiva? What are you doing in yeshiva? Go to university of some wacko university. I was so excited when I said the other day, by the way, a thing. I was so happy. See, Baruch Hashem, you see the MS comes out at the end of the day. It used to be in my day, I don't know if it's still like this, if you said they had a statistic from Harvard University, everybody would be like, ooh, wah, Harvard, blah, 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 blah. Now I'd be embarrassed to say it's a statistic from Harvard University. Just goes to show you. Goes to show you. So the MS comes out. The truth comes out. Why was I saying the truth comes out? What I was talking about?
Yom Kippur, everyone
doing anything. That what?
For one of the Jews, it's easy.
Okay, I don't know how I got to Harvard and the truth coming back. Oh, because why are you here in yeshiva? Why are you here in yeshiva? Very good, Avi. See, Avi Kulatai. Because why are you here in yeshiva? Go to Harvard. Go to some fashtunken a wacko place. Fashtunken a wacko place where there's pro-Hamas wackos. That's what that's the world out there. What do you want me to say? You want me to say, be nice. We love everybody. Of course we love everybody. But you got to know who a wacko is. A wacko is somebody who thinks that we Jews are committing genocide. And it's not a political statement. It means you're wacko. Now, if somebody is offended by what I'm saying, I would love to have a conversation because it means you're crooked in the head. Yeah, no, but you have, but Yair and life, you have to sometimes know. Guys, everyone, Yair, you guys know Yair? Yeah! You know, there's a famous story from one of the tzaddikim. It's funny, they say this Rosh Hashanah, but we could say it any time because we say L'David Hashem O'iri. We now have clarity. Yom Kippur is about clarity. Yom Kippur is not hard. It's hard emotionally, but it's not hard. It's all it is Hashem just saying, I love you, and you're good, and you're forgiven because you're part of my family. And my family, I love, and I'm allowed to have protexia, and I'm allowed to go ahead and you know, one of the things they say that the only person who could change a diaper, you can't even change your sibling's dirty diaper. The only one who could change, we're going to say it, ki ata melech moichel ein lanu ella umibaladecha ein umibaladecha ein lanu moich melech moichel v'seileach ella ata. That's the bracha we're going to say. And without you, there's nobody else who's going to forgive me. Why do I have to say without you there's no one else who's going to just say, you forgive me. So they say, who's the one who can change a dirty diaper? You're not changing. You babysit for somebody. You're not changing their dirty diaper. The only one who's going to change a dirty diaper is your mother and your father.
Or your nephew.
You're changing your nephew's dirty diaper.
That's
you guys are tzaddikim. I'm not changing my nephew's dirty diaper. It's hard for a father to change it. I mean, I don't change diapers anymore, but I used to give my wife to change the diaper. But the point is, you got to deal with the diaper. It's your son. It's your son's diaper.
Don't we want it to be
Ain't Let It Malka? So the pshat is, okay, go ahead. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that Hashem is the only one who's going to cleanse our smelly diaper. You know why? Because he's our father and he loves us. Yom Kippur is just about receiving love. And that's why people struggle a lot with Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is about receiving the love from Hashem. And if I didn't receive love, and if I can't imagine that I have intrinsic value, and that, you know why Hashem loves me? Lama kacha. Like they say, Ashrei, how does he say? Ashrei, we're going to say it, right? Ashrei ha'am shekacha lo. I heard from Rabbi Weinberger once said, Ashrei ha'am shekacha lo. What's the beauty of our nation? Shekacha, lama kacha. Why does Hashem love us? Kacha. Why do you love your son? Why do you love your child? Why? Because you're my son. Because I love you. Because you're my daughter. I love you. Why does Hashem forgive me for all of our affairs? Do you know that everybody here tomorrow night, it's a Shiloh, whether it's in the beginning of the night or Matzi Yom Kippur. But for sure, by Matzi Yom Kippur, everybody in the Space Medrash, everybody in the dorm, everybody part of this yeshiva, that for sure we know. That all of Klal Yisrael, yeah, good, I'm not getting into that in case someone gets nervous about that. Every person here will be totally clean, forgiven for all of your averus. So someone's going to say, yeah, exactly. How amazing that. Forgiven, all your averus. So someone's going to say, it can't be. And I'm going to say, of course you think it can't be. Of course you think it can't be. Because that's where we struggle with. We struggle with the fact that it can't be that someone loves me so much that I could do things that I'm not proud of. I could be dirty. I could have a smelly diaper. I could feel that I'm not good. I was told my whole life how bad I am. It can't be true. It can't be true. And we'll talk more about it in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night about the struggle with the acceptance that I'm good. A lot of guys will ask, oh, so if I'm so good that I could just do whatever I want And it's good. I go, okay, we'll talk about that. Nobody here is doing whatever they want, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You'd go to Harvard. You wouldn't be in yeshiva. If you wanted to do whatever you, I don't mean doing what you want. Deep down, this is what you want. If you wanted to just live a life of not Hashem, and a life of not Torah, and a life of not connecting to your source of who you are, why would you be here? Not only why would you be here, I personally would tell you not to be here. I'm serious. If I sat with somebody and be like, well, why are you here? Well, I'm here because of like college and to make money and blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, you're in the wrong place. Now, could you get a degree here in college? Yes. Could you make money while you're here and learn how to be a successful financial person? Yes. But there are other places you could do that also. But you're here because you're trying to get in touch with your soul, with your S-O-U-L, with your soul. You're trying to get in touch with the real, you know, in IFS they call it the, what do they call it? The self, whatever that means. They call it the self, which is beautiful. Halavai, we would get in touch with the self. Shabbos, Shabbosin, Yom Kippur in 24 hours. In 24 hours, we're going to touch our souls and connect to our souls. Why? Just because. Just because. So our avoda on Yom Kippur, for all the anxiety for the next 24 hours, my suggestion to you is drink a lot of water. Get ready to fast. Get ready to just do nothing. Now, it doesn't mean you can't come into yeshiva, come into, get a little inspired. There's great song and dance and connect. But it's not even about that. It's really about just being in Itzumai Shel Yoim in the Etzem. Wow, look how many hands are up. We might have to save this for tomorrow night, because I want to say one other thing, or we'll save it for, there's no way we're going to have time for the questions, so just wait for a second, I'm sorry. That the experience of Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Shabbosin, just to be and just to somehow open up. Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I'm gonna say. I don't need to say the mushel. Do I say the name? I don't need to say the mushel. Yeah?
Say the mushel.
Okay. The tzaddikim, they say a great story. Oh, they were saying about you. They say about Rosh Hashanah, but I think it applies to Yom Kippur also. The tzaddikim tell us that there's a story of a guy who was in, there were three guys in jail. Three guys in jail. And part of being in jail, Hashem Yirachem, you know, like we could imagine, is that they were, there's no light. There was no light. And when they would give them food, they would give them utensils that didn't match the food. So there was a chacham, and there was a regular guy, a nice guy, and then there was the guy who didn't know what he was doing. So every day by the meal, when it was dark, the guy who was nice would teach the other person like what to use the utensil for. He'd help him out. And then he got frustrated one day at the other guy, because he says, why am I the one who always has to help him out? Why don't you also help him out? So he says, because I'm a chacham. He says, therefore what? He says, know what I'm doing? I'm chiseling in the wall an opening. And once we have an opening, we're going to have light in the cell. And once we have light in the cell, I'm not going to have to every day deal. You're not going to have to every day deal with the stupidity that you have to deal with. Because once you have light, it changes everything. L'David Hashem Oiri, they say, this time period, and they answer the kasha, the famous kasha that they ask. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera. I'm going to end off with this. Hazinu Hashemayim v'adabera. Maybe we'll see if we have some time for questions. Listen to this Tfasemis that I want to share with you. This Tfasemis will change your life. I'm telling you, it's going to change your perspective, because it's going to give you a light bulb in your head, as you've heard me say many times. Denial stands for don't even notice I am lying. So when you have a light bulb that goes in your brain, you suddenly say, I'm lying to myself. And that's why maybe my struggle is every day I'm struggling with the same thing over and over. But the second you have a light bulb that goes on in your head and you get clarity and you're like, this is the life that I want to live, suddenly every day is not as challenging as you think it really is, because you change something deeper than the little details. Ready for this? Zaktus Vasemes. It says, Shamayim Va'aretz. Histaklu Ba'aretz Shebarasi. Does the land ever not produce what it needs to produce? It always produces what it's supposed to produce. Does the heavens always rain and give us what it needs to rain? Yes, the Medrash says, Hare Dvarai Kavachaymer. Elu, they don't get schar and they don't get onesh. The heavens don't get any reward and the ground doesn't get any reward for doing what it's supposed to do. So the Medrash says, you, the Jewish people, you get schar if you do the right thing. You get onesh if you do the wrong thing. So why don't you listen to me? The heavens and the earth, they listen to me and they get no reward. So how come you don't listen to me and you get reward? What's the obvious question? Oh, Freck Zach and all the Mefarshim, a great question. Zach has a good head. So he thought of a great question, which all the tzaddikim ask. Great, Zach. And what do they ask? But there's a very simple difference. Why should, of course the heaven's going to rain. It's not a human being. Of course the earth is going to give forth. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says in the beginning, it says, oh, animals, they do whatever they're supposed to do. But we, sometimes people, and people ask the kasha on the Mesillas Yesharim, it's a similar kasha. Zaktus Vasemes. Listen to this, guys. This will change your life. Sasemes Tafresh Lamed Zion. Dibra Maschel B'Sifri. He says a person can have Bechira to help himself stop having Bechira. What does that mean? Oh, Mayor, if Mayor Mayor Younger just looked like that with his eyes squinting, that means this is a biggie. Shenitan la'adam sheyuchal livchar liyos bershus haborei v'sheyikach mimenu habechira. What does that mean? It means I can open up a light that will make it that I don't have to deal every... Let me ask you a question. Someone struggles with something. What does he do? He goes and he gives someone his phone. How many times do I say to people, oh, I struggle with my phone. Okay. Well, if you gave someone your phone, would you struggle with your phone? No, I don't have Bechira anymore because now I can't touch my phone anymore.
I can't
give somebody my life. Oh, you can give yourself your life, Aviel. And maybe if I give somebody something that I don't have Bechira anymore, my life gets easier. Maybe if I give away something in my life will get easier for me. Maybe my struggle, what do they say to an alcoholic? Why are you walking down the road? What do they say? People, what is it called?
People, places, and things.
People, place, well, what do they say? You have to, that's what they say?
That's like an easy way to...
Say, explain.
One of the concepts I think Rebbe's talking about is like in the guy who just comes into an AA meeting or whatever, any 12-step, or honestly a lot of therapy models will like say that the best thing is to, first of all, avoid it.
Avoid
get yourself a safe space. That's why rehab.
So explain. Explain. It's obvious.
No, I'll say quickly that that's why rehab and a lot of people are like, why rehab and detox? Aren't you living in a bubble? It's like, I think that's the whole point.
That what?
It's like, you obviously have some sort of like unhealthy relationship. So why don't we get distance from the relationship? Then we'll work through the underneath, all the deep stuff. So they say there's people, places, and things like, figure out what's your triggers,
right,
and let that
right.
let that
you
go.
You went while you're drinking. Well, did you buy alcohol? Yeah. Well, stop buying alcohol. Then you have less Bechira. Did you go ahead? It doesn't all the things we do that happen to us are the people we hang around with. It's the things that I buy. It's the places that I go. When you walk into a bar, when you walk into a place, so then of course you might drink. If a person goes, it's not a musser. We're not saying musser. We're just saying that when a person puts himself in a situation where it's impossible for him to fall, then he takes away his own free will. So someone's going to say, but I want to have free will. I want to have free will. I want to have free will. Yes, but sometimes you want to take away your free will if you're choosing things that are bad for you, if you're choosing things that are hurting you, then you could be just like the heavens and just like the earth. Yom Kippur is a time where a person can lock in. A person can lock in. How many guys do I know in yeshiva that they came back for a second year and that made all the difference? How many guys in yeshiva who I know came back a third year? You make one decision, right? What's that called? The road less traveled that I took. Someone chat GBT it, please. The poem of the road less traveled is what? Two roads diverge. Go, Ruvain Yona.
The yellow wood.
Yeah. No, go. Yeah, no, you're doing great.
There was one that everybody went on. They rode less travel. I don't know.
Why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? Dead fish go with the flow. What does that mean? What makes the difference is that you took a road that was less traveled. And then you wonder why you stopped struggling. Why do I stop struggling? Because I left certain things. And I stopped people, place, and things. And I stopped saying, wait, so the problem might not be my drinking. Maybe my problem is my roommates. My problem might not be my smoking. Maybe I need to start healing my wound and the hole that I have inside my heart. Instead of me sitting there struggling with the day-to-day things, sometimes when I get a big picture, you know, I told this to someone recently. It's already 6:30. Okay, Bensi, we'll go with your question. I told this to someone recently, and this is why I love the line, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. I'll tell you why I like that. I told this to someone recently, and he could testify to you that it's already changed. It already changed something, his life. I told him, do something for 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day. 10, 15 minutes a day. I tell this with everybody here. I guarantee everybody here, you come to this shir 3 times a week. You come to No Mic Mondays. You come 3 times a week, and that's all you do. That's all you do. That will change your life. Why? Because what you're doing is you're changing something bigger than you think it is. You get married. It's one decision. All you got to do is go under the chuppah, take a ring, and say, have 2 eidim. A lot of times I'm zocha to be part of that. And you go, it's a very simple thing. Hare at, mekudeshes, li, betabas, zu, kedas, Moshe, v'Yisrael. Mazel tov. That's it. That's it. Right. Zach, everybody, hold up. Everybody thinks it's so complicated. You know what? It's not complicated. I tell this to people. It's not complicated to get married. It's not complicated to stay married either. It's complicated. It's not even complicated to do what I'm going to say you got to do. It's not difficult to get married or to stay married. It's difficult to have a great marriage. That decision to come to yeshiva, everybody came to yeshiva. That decision that you came to yeshiva will help you with other decisions. That decision to come to shir today, you thought you have to do a lot. Right, Ben? Yeah. Ben, I just met Ben. What a... Let me ask you. We did not... Hold up. Let me ask you, Ben. I did not rehearse this with Ben. Ben showed up, and I'm willing, I'm going to be very open, and Ben, you came to shir basically 25 minutes of your whole day today. 25 minutes, that's not a lot of time. In a 24 hours, 25 minutes of 24 hours, someone could do the math of what the percent, 20, it's what is that? 1%, 2%, it's very low percentage of your day. Little less than 2% of his entire day. Did it shift something, maybe? What?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. And he's a bright... I haven't had a chance, but you seem like a thinking person. You're not a guy. And it already changed your day. 1%. 1%. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is one little thing can change your life. You think you have to change your life. You have to do all these things. You don't have to do all these things. Maybe it's 1% that I have to do. Maybe 25 minutes a day. Maybe 10 minutes a day. Maybe I got to change my roommate. Maybe I got to say no to girls. Maybe I got to stop dating that girl because she's not good for me. Maybe I got to start dating girls because I need to start dating girls. I don't know. Maybe you're ready to get married. I don't know. Maybe you got to learn 5 minutes. Maybe you got to switch shurim. Maybe you got to open up to your Rebbe about something. Maybe you got to start going to therapy. Maybe you need to go to rehab. I know people who their life changed because they made a decision to say, I am an addict. And by that one line to say, I'm an addict, maybe I got to get rid of my phone. Maybe I got to give in my phone. And it might sound immature, like, no, I'm bigger than that. I could have my phone, right? And every night you find yourself 3 o'clock in the morning on your phone instead of saying, maybe I can't. Maybe I got to give someone my phone and hold my phone for me because I just can't do that. Maybe that little thing will change everything. Maybe Yom Kippur is not as complicated as we think it is. Maybe changing your life, Kikaro Velecha Hadavar Ma'od, as the Torah teaches us. Maybe tshuva is a little bit easier than we think it is. Hashem should help us all. I look forward to continue this conversation tomorrow night. Sorry I didn't get to any questions. I'm not avoiding any questions, just time-wise. A quick halacha is that a person has to be careful. So who was to say the halacha? Reuven Yonah? Avram? The halacha is, the Chavetz Chaim warns us that talking negatively about a speaker can have terrible ramifications. Besides for degrading the speaker, you are weakening the impact of a speech. Furthermore, a result of your words, people will not be interested in hiring the speaker in the future. Example, you come home. Also, very important, be careful by asking, how was it? How was the food? How was the this? How was the band at the wedding? Those are questions that could lead to Lashon Hara. We should all be zocha to experience the holiness and the sweetness and the love of Yom Kippur, us and all the Jewish people. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. I know.